Listen, the copy says if your dog could talk, this is the thing. Monty be talking.
Hello.
All right. Your dog communicates to you. You know when you've had your dog or your puppy for a long time, you start getting those cues as to what they like and what they don't like. And what I'm trying to say is that when you see their excitement and their grin and their smile at you and you just know they're communicating, Mama, I like this, that this is going to be Ollie. Okay, every single time it's going to be Ollie. Why? Why is your dog going to like Ollie? Because it's clean. It's fresh nutrition in 5 drool-worthy flavors, even for the pickiest eaters. Made in U.S. kitchen with the highest quality human-grade ingredients. Ollie Pet contains no fillers, no preservatives, just real food. And here's the thing, healthier food means a happier pup. Shinier coats, more energy, better poops, and more excitement at mealtime. And your dog will say these things to you. You just gotta listen, all right? Just open your ears, open your eyes. You will give your dog this Ollie Pet, and all of a sudden you will see them communicating to you, I really like this, I want you to keep getting it, okay? All you're gonna do is take a 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and health info. Listen to me, black people. Listen to me. You can't just give your dog whatever you want that you want them to have. There actually is like prescribed amounts of food they should have based on their weight. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all just be doing what you want. That's why you need this. So it takes that guesswork out for you, okay? You don't want an overweight dog that leads to health problems, all right? So get your welcome kit for any first-timers. Ollie will send out your pup's first box with 2 weeks worth of meals, free storage containers for mess-free serving, and a guide of how to gradually switch them over to their new diet. All right. Ollie offers 3 meal plans to choose from, so you can choose between full fresh topper or a meal mixed or a mixed plan with freshly baked recipes for your special fur baby. They have treats and supplements. Ollie is one of a kind, just like your pup. Ollie is the only fresh dog food that comes with unlimited routine health screening, so you can get your pup on track to live their healthiest, happiest life. Dogs deserve the best. That means fresh, healthy food. Head to Ollie.com/GJ. Tell them about your dog and use code GJ to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a happiness guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. That's Ollie, OLLIE.com/GJ, and enter code GJ to get 60% off your first box.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I have a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not that, true!
No, listen. And every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice podcast. My name is Melissa.
My name is Melanie.
We're real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week and talk about what the heck we want to talk about. We want to thank our sponsors.
We do. Rocket Money, BetterHelp, Hungry Root, and Prize Picks. Did it off the top.
All right. And you'll hear more about them later on in the episode. All right. We're going to start with a segment we like to call Long Story Short. I should not drink this water because I know I'm going to have to use the restroom midway through.
I don't know why we're both coughing. Sorry, yeah, Leah.
Sorry. Mariah Carey did say she only has one brother. I wanted to know how people felt about that. But we
Mariah Carey's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because of the you, twin.
Mariah. Yeah.
It's like, Mariah got a brother? Oh, she may, sorry. Actually. I have no idea about her siblings. Does Mariah Carey have siblings?
Okay, so.
She sure don't want you to know about them if she do.
So what is your long story short, Mel?
Mariah Carey has 2 siblings.
I think one of them she has issues with.
Her late sister, Allison, and brother, Morgan. Mariah Kisser's her sister Allison died on the same day as their mother.
I was going to say, I think the same day as their mom. I remember
that.
At the
same time or just years later?
No. At the same time in something. I don't know if it was like a car accident or something. They died at the same, on the, like, together.
Oh.
This is not that long ago. How long ago was that?
I don't, she shared with a statement with people that her mother and sister died. So this came out in 2024. This is last year.
I was going to say, really, 2024 feels closer than I remember, but it really wasn't that long ago.
It's broken that I've lost my mother this past weekend. Sadly, in a tragic turn of events, my sister lost her life on the same day.
I think it was
So separate, but on the same
separate
day.
Separate, but on the same day.
Okay.
Oh, she's talking to... okay, well...
It was in 2024.
Her sister or brother, somebody sued her.
I was going to say, I remember her having defamation. A troubled relationship with one of her siblings, but...
Oh, here we go.
So they died on... How did they
separately,
die?
Separately, but I know, I'm trying to figure it out. She died in her own home after going into hospice. That's her mother.
Mother, okay.
I don't know the sister. It says in this article, though, that her sister struggled with drug addiction.
Oh.
So maybe potentially related to that.
Oh. Very interesting.
Very.
Someone said, I think the sister was, that's really bad. For some reason, I thought it was like a car accident. Like they died together in a car accident. Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right.
My phone is going off. I'm just turning it over because I'm going to be distracted the whole time. Okay. That was a very random tangent. What is your long story short?
The long story we celebrated Makai's birthday. I was very back and forth about her birthday this year. I was going to not have a party, but Melissa very much wanted to have a party, and she wanted to do a spa party.
I still don't remember this being my idea, but I'll take
it. I wanted to do a bubbles party.
I remember that.
And Melissa her first initial idea was a Sesame Street party, but Makaya doesn't watch Sesame Street, so I was like, bubbles. But then it was raining in California, which it never rains in California. We all know the song, but it decided to pour for the last week and has been raining. And so
is currently
right now. And so Melissa's idea was a spa party, which I was back and forth about because I am very, especially with little kids, I'd be like, you have to give them an activity. And as an adult, I'm like, I want it to look cute. But what is the activities? Mm-hmm. So Melissa very much handles the aesthetic, like mm-hmm. it's going to look amazing. Mm-hmm. So she was very focused on her cricket and making sure the girls had personalized robes, making sure their bags were personalized.
They had totes, too.
Totes, making sure they had a charcuterie board.
They did.
Making sure they had, Makaya had a cutout of herself. She was focused on those things and it looked very cute. It was very,
cute.
Very adorable. And then I also was very, Makaya herself has very sensitive skin. So I was very nervous about like, if we do a spa, because again, I'm very like activity game focused. So if we do this, how are parents going to feel? Because if my kid comes to your party, you're not putting no lotion on her face because her face is going to break out. It's very sensitive. And parents and people feel very particular about chemicals and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we ended up, Melissa was very determined, dedicated to the idea of having them put cucumbers on their eyes.
It was so cute. It was the cutest. It was the cutest thing ever. It was so cute.
And because Makaya is Makaya, she's like, yes, put it on my eyes and let me put my hands in the water.
Oh, no, she had her hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, she's everything you think she is. That she's that person. So, but we started off, I got some mirrors on Facebook, on Amazon, that were like foam basically. And they had the mirror itself plus the form kind of backing and then some stickers. So they got to put together their mirror and then decorate it, which was really cute. And then I think we did the spa, the cucumbers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then we got some non-allergenic, no allergy, hypoallergenic, yes, nail polish. So the parents were there to assist in painting their children's nails. So that was cute. They got to pick out their own colors. Then we did something else I'm forgetting.
Lip gloss.
I thought it was one more thing, but yeah, then we did some lip gloss, and so it was a kit. I got some lip balm, a kit for them to make their own lip balm, but I left it to Kevin to help figure that part out, and it was not, the beeswax was not melting, so we had to scrap the lip balm, and we went with the lip gloss, which was actually much easier, and it was really cute because they came in there. The kit came with different like bottles, tubes for your lip gloss, and they got stickers, so they got to decorate it. And then for the inside of the lip gloss, they got to put in different like blue stars or whatever. And the lip gloss itself, we got to make it a different color. So they put together their own little lip glosses, which was cute. Yeah, it was actually really, really adorable. It was all pink everything. Oh, and they had little headbands, which like added to with their robes. It was actually really, really cute. And the girls all seemed to have a really good time. They like thoroughly enjoyed it. And the parents were like, this is, there was some, Greg was there. And then one of Micaiah's friends, who was actually born, this girl was born on the same day as they have the same birthday. And we had our, had the kids both at the same hospital, same floor. We just didn't see each other. But anyway, her dad brought her. So he was being very, very cooperative. And he painted her nails and he was helping her with her mirror. It was really, really cute.
It was so cute.
So anyway, it was a great birthday. Melissa was in her,
it was so cute.
Auntie bag, cricket bag,
it was great.
Hosting bag.
I didn't host. Mel hosted. I just did all the other stuff. However, it was a lot of fun. I had fun looking at the kids. Okay. I was telling Kev that I wish I could have like vlogged the whole day and the setup and everything. Yeah. I have to figure out a way to be better at this. I'm just not good at like.
We should have hired Josh to be there.
I know.
To do
I really do, because when I'm like actively in like the do it planner mode, it's really hard for me to like pick up the camera in the repositioning and do it, girl.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. And so I have to figure out a better way to do that. And so I'm trying to capture content on the back end and it just looks like how it was looking, child. I don't know what to tell you. All of that to say that you should get Rocket Money. Let me do that first before I was finna say what I was really about to say. All right. The holidays are here, and I don't know about you, but I'm definitely in like a let me make sure I'm not going over my budget. All right. Because believe it or not, she tries to stay on budget. She is me. All right. I do have like this is how much I want to spend on these things. And let me make sure that I try to stay within those parameters. All right. Trying to be fiscally responsible is actually very important to me. That's for real. And sometimes that is really difficult to do. You might have spreadsheets or, you know, different things that you're trying to monitor your spending. And sometimes things, you know, they just kind of slip through the crack. And in a digital age, it's really nice to use something that's digital that can kind of like synthesize everything for you and spit out the information. Because I don't know about you, I literally just yesterday I had a subscription service that allows you to transfer a playlist from one company to the other. I don't need that no more. I don't need that no more. And so yesterday it billed me for that annual subscription. So what Rocket Money will do is say, hey girl, these are your subscriptions. Do you need help canceling these? Mm-hmm. So you could say, yes, baby, I do. Please help me. I need to save all my money. All right. In this 2025 economy, I need every dollar I can get. And so Rocket Money does the hard work for you. It gives you all of the information, tell you what your subscriptions are. It helps you cancel them. It also helps you analyze your spending habits to keep you on track. It'll automatically create custom budgets based on your past spending, you know, because sometimes you get overzealous and you're going to be like, I'm going to save $100,000. I know that's dramatic, but you understand. And then you be like, well, girl, how I'm going to live my life if all my money is going to be saved? And so it just helps you create something that's kind of realistic that you can stick to. All right. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. The app automatically scans your bills to find opportunities to save and then goes to work to get you the better deals. Again, it does the work for you. You can get alerts for bill price increases if there's unusual activity in your account or if you are close to going over budget. Think of it. It's almost like your little personal like finance assistant. OK, their dashboard lays out your total finance picture, including bills, your due dates, payday, all of in a very easy to digest format. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/GJ.
GJ.
That's rocketmoney.com/GJ. rocketmoney.com/GJ. All right. So, yeah, it was super cute. We did. I was very excited. I was very. I was just so pumped about this little thing. I thought it was just the most adorable thing ever.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say? Let me move that.
No.
I need to be drinking this water.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we did that this weekend. Honestly, that's all I really did this weekend. But I'm going to give you all this quick little Christmas update. And someone asked me about the cutouts, what I plan to do. Just help me, okay? Because this for the Patreon is going live when I do the cutouts for Christmas, so I can show you guys how to do it. Mm-hmm. But truly, you're going to be like, I cannot believe this is it. I did the cutout for Micaiah the morning of the party, like literally. The foam was a little thick. That would be the only thing I would do different. I didn't have an option. They didn't have a lot of foam options in the store, and I needed to get to going. But like truly, you're going to be like, I cannot believe this is it. It's really, 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 it's like a huge impact, but like it truly is not like difficult at all. Mel sent me the picture the night before. Mm-hmm. I sent it over to CVS to print. You're going to do poster. I think it's like 24 by 36, whatever size that you want. I think that's the biggest one. Get the one with the adhesive back. CVS will print it. You get it. You're going to cut it out. You're going to put it on your foam board. You're going to cut around with the foam board. That's it. Truly. I mean, doing the stuff on Canva might take a little bit longer, but even that, import it into Canva, add a border around it, send it off as a SVG to CVS. Like, literally, that's it. Like, I'm not being funny. It really is really, really simple. And the posters at CVS are like $9 because they almost always have a coupon. So in total with the foam board, I probably spent $20, hand to God. So I'll show you guys how to do it when I do the cartoon thing. I mean, when I do the Christmas thing.
How did you get, for Joe's birthday, how did you get his pictures?
It's called Photo Art, Photo, I gotta remember. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Okay.
It's called Photo. I have to find it. I think it's like Photoai Art or something like that. It. Yeah, it's something like that. It basically just takes your picture and then creates it into a cartoon.
Got it.
Person.
What I did for, I was wondering only because we just had that, just had the idea, and I put Micaiah's actual photo in ChatGPT and I said, animate this. And then that's what we got.
Mm-hmm.
But yours, I felt like, you don't tell it to, in the photo art one, you didn't tell it a theme or something? I feel like
no,
it,
those were real pictures of Joe.
But it animated it. It like cartoonized it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying it didn't, okay, never mind. I need to remember what they look like. I feel like they were.
I mean, it does take some liberties to make it that.
Yeah.
So it removes stuff and on some of them it like added stuff.
Yeah.
But
okay,
the base of the picture
was from the picture.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. They said Apple does that now too.
Like in your phone?
Oh. Very cool. I do plan on doing, this is my Christmas update that I wanted to give y'all, okay? Because we're going to go live. We're going to start going live for craft days.
Come on, craft days.
Yes, that's what I'm calling them, our craft days in the Patreon. We're going to start going live in December because we got a lot of stuff we got to do, all right? The first of which is we're doing Mel's house. We're doing her stairs.
We got to go live for that.
Yeah. Well, when I'm creating the stuff,
okay,
they probably want to see it when we put it up.
Okay.
It may be over a couple days, to be honest with y'all. But we're going to do Mel's stairs. We're going to do her the border around your TV. Actually, that's it. And we're going to do your Christmas tree.
I didn't want a Christmas tree, by the way, but okay.
I have to Google how to make your Christmas tree nice. I do not know how to do. I do not know how to decorate a Christmas tree for real. Like, I mean, I could put the stuff up there, but that's it. So I kind of want to. I got to Google how to do it. So we're doing that. That will be coming up, low key, like the first week of December or somewhere around there. Actually, I think we're traveling, so maybe it'll be like the second week. My Christmas tree, one of my Christmas trees, is going up tomorrow. I might go live during that time, but I also have a virtual doctor's appointment. And here's the thing: we'll be going, so it might come, it might not. And then Greg is going to make the pop-up shot, which you guys know. I'm going to try to go live. It'll probably be done in parts as well, so I'll try to go live with you guys for that as we're doing it. And then the last thing is, Natalie sent me, did you see that crumpet dump it?
No.
So it's a trash can.
Oh, is that what you sent in the chat?
Yes. So we're going to make a crumpet dump it trash can. I don't exactly know how to say that. Let me see. No, I'm sorry. Dump it to crumpet. I don't know. But I've been Googling.
She sent that?
Yeah, she was like, what do you guys think about making this?
I thought what you were saying is she sent it in the mail. You're saying she sent the image.
Correct. She sent this picture.
And then you sent it to Greg to say, what is he going to make that out of?
So that's why I've been Googling. I don't think it's going to be difficult.
Sure.
I really don't. I don't think it's going to be difficult to make. I would show you guys, but every time I try to show you guys something, it never... How can I show them in a way that makes sense for them to see it, Leah?
Back up again. Oh, there you go. That was good, Leah. Wait, go back up, Liz.
I don't think that's good. I'll let it die again.
I thought Leah did the...
We're going to attempt to make this. So I'll be going live on that as well. I might be doing my Thanksgiving tablescape tomorrow. Child, I don't know why I'd be having 3,000 things in my brain to do. I might try to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I'm going to use faux flowers. I think I'm going to use faux flowers instead of real flowers. Yeah. So if I decide to do that, I might go live. But it'll be during that time where the Grinch Christmas tree is going up, which I also feel like is going to be so chaotic to have a Grinch Christmas tree and this Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Gives me anxiety thinking about everything clashing together, but we here now, child. So anyway, that will happen between tomorrow and before Christmas, all of these ideas.
So stay tuned for more craft days with Melissa.
Kat said, does that mean you're going live tomorrow?
Yeah, possibly. That was the whole thing is I might go live tomorrow. Like I said, my Christmas tree is going up. I might be doing my Thanksgiving, but it will probably be during the time of Here's the Thing. And I know you guys will feel like the tear. I'm sure you guys will go watch Here's the Thing because I also would. But I may just have it. So if you want a second screen or whatever, you can have that there. And I don't have to talk. So that way you can just watch if you have two screens. I may do that. Okay. I think that is all of my... Those are all of my updates, child. I can't think of nothing now.
Okay, as a busy parent and creator and everything else that I am, because we wear many hats, it's been such a game changer to do my weekly food shopping with Hungry Root. Hungry Root plans all my meals for the week, shops for me, and delivers groceries that fit my health goals, dietary preferences, and budget. If you want to eat well and reach your diet or health goals, whether you're gluten-free, dairy-free, high protein, focus on gut health, or anything else, with Hungry Root, you just take a quick quiz and their smart cart technology recommends groceries and recipes tailored to your taste buds, tailored to your tastes and needs. Unlike other food delivery companies, Hungry Root now has over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes to choose from each week, with many ready in just 15 minutes or less, and with over 1,000 grocery items like smoothies, sweets, kids' snacks, salad kits, ready-to-eat meals, and supplements, it's easy to find options that fits everyone's taste and nutrition goals. I am very busy all of the time doing all of the things and trying to be a parent, a mother who cooks meals. It's very challenging and I don't have time for any of it. And that's why Hungry Root helps save my day, at least my family's day. I have eaten things like lemon pepper salmon from them, the sweet chili tofu bowls, shredded Brussels and coconut curry sauce. They have so many. I was just talking about the variety that they have, so many different options that you can make at home that you're going to enjoy, your family's going to enjoy, your kids are going to enjoy, because we all know how challenging making sure you have food that everybody likes. It's a challenging task, but Hungry Root helps you get there. And so, for example, I am planning actually to go to the courthouse this week. And anytime I'm trying to do that, it's always a challenge because it's like, okay, what time is it going to be over? You never know. But also the kids have to get out of school and you have to have time for dinner. But when you work with Hungry Root, you can have the grocery shopping taken care of, the meal planning taken care of. It just makes life easier while also allowing me to do the things I need to do. So take advantage of this exclusive offer for a limited time. Get 40% off of your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/GJ.
GJ.
And use code GJ. That's hungryroot.com/GJ. Code GJ to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life.
All right. Let us... let me just say this. I post this on Threads and I feel it resonated with a lot of people. So I'll just say it here.
Uh-huh.
The last couple weeks, I've been like almost analyzing, like, when did I become this person? Like, what is going on with me? And I literally had a conversation with Mel, our sister Monique, my mom, and my dad. And I was trying to figure out, like, when did we have the magic of Christmas? When did we lose the magic of Christmas? And I really think magic comes with children. Like, it's easier to feel like the magic of Christmas when you have smaller kids. When you're adult or if you're by yourself or your kids are grown and out of the house, it's like you don't feel the need to do those things for yourself. And so my mom is obviously divorced and single. So she's like, I don't really decorate. I don't really do anything. My dad is married, but there's no little kids in the house. So I think they do. Do they normally put up a tree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They normally put up a tree, but that's probably it. I've never been there for Christmas. Except for last year.
They put up a tree and they put a bunch of presents for all the grandkids.
For all the grandkids. That makes sense. Okay. Do they do anything? Does it feel magical?
And then my dad, for all of his life, he has purchased Christmas gifts for himself. And then he opens them and acts surprised.
That's very daddy.
He has done that forever.
That's very dead.
He still does that.
That's hysterical. Okay, so maybe there's a little bit there. Actually, though, when I talked to him, he acted like he wasn't doing none of that.
Oh, maybe he's not so this funny. Year. But usually, like, he be having. And they exchange gifts with each other as well.
That's cute. That's very sweet.
They put gifts under the tree.
They should. That's actually very sweet. But when I talked to him, he acted like he didn't do that. He was like, you know, when I come, I'm coming, which is what Mel said. And this is all going to come together because I have felt like this too until recently. My dad was like, because we're coming to L.A., for Christmas, I'm not going to put decorations up. Mel, Greg, and the girls were originally going to go to
Atlanta.
Thank you, Atlanta, to visit Greg's family. And so she was like, I'm not going to put Christmas decorations up because Christmas isn't really here.
Gone every year to Atlanta. This is like
literally the first year you're not.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
I think that's true as well.
Yeah. So she was like, I'm not going to put decor up. Like, it'll be fine. We'll just have Christmas. Basically, Christmas will start once we land in Atlanta. And so I was the same way. I feel like we're all like these logic. Monique is not. She's the different person. She puts up the decor. She puts up the lights.
Last year she did an upside down tree.
Yeah, she be doing stuff. A white tree, a black tree. Like, Monique be doing. She's also the creative.
She is.
Of the three of us, she's the creative
person. She's also a teacher. So.
Yeah, she's also a teacher. And she's always worked with
kids. Always worked with children.
And her brain is just very, like,
wired that way.
Yeah, very much so. And so I was telling them that, like, for years when we moved out to L.A., I hated it. It's not cold here. It could be 65 to 70 degrees on Christmas Day in L.A., and that's, like, not unusual. Like, it absolutely could be. And so it's really hard for me to get into the Christmas spirit. I hated it. And so I was telling Kev, like, I don't want to be here. We didn't have family here. We need to travel. So then we started traveling. It was great for a couple years. And then I didn't like that no more. Because we would, like, end up being on a plane on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. You don't have the Christmas meal. You're not eating a good meal. You're eating, like, it just wasn't in your brain. It's a good idea. But unless you have the money to, like, fly out your family or have a chef, it's low-key kind of whack. So, and we didn't have those monies for either of those things. So it just wasn't giving. And so a couple years ago, I was asking Joe, like, do you like this? And he was like, no, I don't like this anymore. And I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling the same way. And so I was like, I'm going to create the magic that I think I was looking for outwardly. I'm like, I'm going to be that for my family. And truly, I get so excited that I'm not waiting for the grandkids. I'm not waiting for, you know, someone else to bring in this energy. I'm like being intentional about creating it, not only for my family, but it's really a gift to myself. You know what I mean? And so I was even just telling Kev's grandma that, because they're coming out and we were having a discussion about it. And I was like, you guys are just benefiting from the gift that I'm giving myself. Because I don't want to be sad or, you know what I mean, for Christmas anymore. Like, I don't want to feel like I'm missing something. I want to feel like my family's together and there's that, like, you know, that magic of Christmas. And I feel like we're doing that. All of that to say, I don't care that Melanie doesn't want me to decorate her house because I am the magic. So here's some fairy dust that I'm sprinkling on your house as well. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. And it's going to be great. The girls are going to love it.
The kids will love
it. Mel was going to love it. She's just going to love it on like December 22nd.
Absolutely. I don't have the mental capacity to think about anything until 48 hours before that thing. That is the way I've been living my life for the last couple years.
It's fine.
It's just the way it's working.
The week of Christmas.
It's fine.
She'll be all in.
I'll be all in much later. And after it's done, I'll also want to take it down immediately because I'll be on to the next thing.
Which is true. Which is all also why Micaiah's birthday was a great distraction, because otherwise I was going like full into Christmas. And then I was like, no, stop. Do something for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving. Then go full into Christmas. So that's what I'll be doing. All right, you guys, the holiday season is here. And as I was just talking about it, like, the holidays can be rough. They can be a really, really tough season. And I think I definitely experienced. I was telling Joe, I was like, I think that I had like a version of like the holiday blues. You know what I mean? Because there wasn't so much going on. And it would have been really, really nice to have worked through this with a therapist to help me identify what was going on. I probably could have been this person who I am today much, much, much sooner, because I had to work it all out on my own. Okay. Therapy is always worth it. All right. You'll definitely be asking yourself, why didn't I do this sooner? You guys know we're huge proponents of therapy over here, because you just get that outside professional opinion and you can talk with someone you connect with that you haven't seen for a while. As I said, it is the holiday season, and maybe you want to connect with someone that you haven't connected with recently. You want to have your family close by, and you're thinking, you know, again, why didn't I do this sooner? And that's why what we often hear with therapy is, why didn't we do it sooner? I definitely wish I would have done it sooner than I did. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps you identify your needs, preferences, and our 12 plus years of experience and industry leading match fulfillment rate means we typically get it right the first time. However, if you aren't happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from your tailored recommendations. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally, and it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 of the live sessions based on over 1.7 million client
reviews. Don't go through the holiday season feeling lonely, feeling alone, or wishing you had reached out to a family member that you haven't. Get therapy. They can help you do all of these things and more, especially as we're even transitioning into the new year and we're all going to have personal goals, mental health goals, physical goals, career goals. A therapist can definitely help keep you accountable to those things as well. So, all right, moving on to Pop the Trunk.
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Mel and Liz. Love the show. I'm a fan from Australia, if you can't hear by the accent.
We can hear it.
I just wanted to pop the trunk on daycares. My daughter is one, and she started daycare a few months ago, and it's been winter here in Australia. And my goodness, every second week, she's coming home with some bug. Always a cold, always a runny nose, always a cough. And we've recently had gastro, which she barely got, by the way. She was sick like for a few hours. She vomited and bounced back. And then I got gastro and it was the worst thing ever. And my only prayer right now is that we don't get hand, foot and mouth disease, which apparently goes around in daycares. So I just want to pop the trunk on daycare because what do you mean I have to leave her in this cesspool of disease and filth while I go to work and do everything that I need to get done? And we are constantly just battling all these illnesses. It's becoming warmer here now and we're getting into our summer weather, so I'm hoping that she doesn't keep getting sick. And I hear from people that this goes on for years. It's not just the first year of daycare, it's like literally up until they go back to school. So daycare.
First of all, someone watching in Australia is wild.
That's amazing.
Thanks for watching. Secondly, I am doubling down on that. My children, I didn't even say it. Oh, girl, you want to talk about sick. Okay. So Monday was Micaiah's actual birthday. Sunday, we went to the girl who has the same birthday. Her party was last Sunday. So we went to her party and the whole day. Maybe I talked about Micaiah. Mm-hmm. Okay, she was sick. Okay. By Tuesday was 11-11. It's the holiday, so there's no school. The kids are home. Wednesday, McKinley, both of them go to school on Wednesday. McKinley comes home Wednesday, and she's just like, I don't feel well. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And she goes the whole day not feeling well. And then I feel like it was close to bedtime, and she threw up. And I was like, okay, like maybe you'll feel better. She proceeded to throw up repeatedly until 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. And just, you know, when you're vomiting so much, eventually there's nothing left to vomit. And so it's just like the phlegm and it's color green and it's gross. And so she is crying because she's like, why is it that color? And mommy, I feel so bad. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you right now. This sucks. This really sucks. Being your mom right now sucks. You being your kid right now, everything sucks. I don't know why you're sick. And so it was terrible. And I don't know what it was. I convinced myself that it must be food poisoning. Like you must have had something bad or just some kind of 24-hour bug. Maybe it's this gastro thing I've never heard of. I don't really know. It was something that caused her to be terribly sick. The next morning, she, like over the course of the day, got better. I had given the girl my heating pad. She got tea. She took a bath. She did everything. And I told her in the middle of her throwing up, I'm like, I bet you tomorrow you're going to be so much better and this is going to feel like, why was I, and you're going to be better. And she's like, I don't think so. And then the next day I was like, remember I told you? And she was like, yes, but I didn't believe it then. I'm like, I know. Because in the moment feels like the worst thing ever and it's never going to get better. Eventually she did. But it was Micaiah Monday, McKinley Wednesday going into Thursday. So she didn't go to school Thursday. And then I wasn't feeling good one of these days either.
Oh.
I think it was Tuesday. I'd be getting sick. So we were just all, we were down for the count. It was, and then it was raining. And then it's Micaiah's birthday. Everybody sit down.
And y'all came over on Friday and McKinley was like, I was so sick yesterday. Oh, I was so sick. I was throwing up.
Yes. TPS 13 is asking, I for a second was like, oh, maybe she's about to have her cycle. Like, this is really young. She's 9. Like, I don't really know. But I was like, well, maybe. So I was like, did you go to the bathroom? Is everything okay? She's like, girl, why are you asking me that? So it she seemed like she had a 24-hour bug. And maybe it was some pasta she ate. I don't really know. It was very annoying. So I
looked up the gastro in the U.S. and it's the equivalent of the stomach flu or a stomach bug. We would say like stomach flu or stomach bug.
So I think that's what she had.
She definitely.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It's very annoying.
It sucks when kids are sick like that. But daycare and school are just a little petri dish of sickness that kids just dig in their nose, dig in their mouth, dig in their butt, and then touch somebody to give it to them.
It's the worst.
Salutations and greetings Ms. Kevo Sage, and I'm not a lawyer, but I'm coming to pop the trunk on menstrual cycles.
Amen.
I've just recently gone down a spiral being of why I don't want to get married or if I do want to get married. And I've been doing this spiral for a long time. And then today, on my day one of my menstrual cycle, as I come to the conclusion that I do probably want to get married, it led me to cry because I just was raised in a way where love could be very iffy. Trust issues is a very, very strong trait in every one of my family members. And, I just, you know, was giving up on love. I really was. But needless to say, I didn't have to cry about it. And why is it that when I am on my period, day one of my period, I'm crying about it? Why am I crying about it? I don't even have a man to cry about. I don't have no man to cry about. So, yeah, I'm popping the trunk on the period because why am I crying? Why am I crying? I don't even date and I'm crying. Anyway, y'all have a good one. Thank you.
That was very much a first day of my cycle.
It was.
Pop the trunk.
It was.
I love it. It was. It was everything that most of us experience on that day. Because we went to your childhood, to your parents, the love you saw in your house, to the fact that you ain't got no man and you're not even dating. And then why am I crying about it? It's great. Thanks for that journey.
I appreciate it. It sucks. Try. I have the emotions now, but my cycle is finally under control, but I still get the emotions. So I'm leveled out. Like, I feel like this, I got the estradiol patch, which is phenomenal, by the way. I feel like I want her to up it a little bit because the hot flashes are back. Or, I'm sorry, the night sweats are back. But for the most part, I feel very much leveled out. However, them little cry fits, they still happen on occasion in the shower. Just real randomly. Just very, very randomly. I'll be thinking about something crazy. And before I know it, I'll be like, all right. The other day, why does this happen? Why am I thinking about death all the time?
Oh, Jesus.
The other day, I started thinking about my funeral.
Oh, my God.
But I felt like I should plan it for y'all.
Oh, right.
Because I felt like y'all wouldn't do what I wanted y'all to do.
Moving on. I think we got another pop the trunk. Because how did we get here?
Know what? If I were to die right now, what would they do?
Too serious. This is not the planning that's necessary.
I feel like y'all wouldn't do what I want y'all to do. And
that's our business. It's our choice. You won't be here.
No, I feel like I should leave y'all a plan.
No, and I'm going to ixnay it.
My final wishes? If you're going to, hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, who is going to do the things I would do for them? Who would do that for me?
Oh, my.
I feel like I need to leave a plan.
Why Leo over here talking about, I get it. Ma'am, you're not helping. What is happening?
I feel like,
oh my God.
I need a plan. I need to leave y'all a plan. Yeah.
I think we got one more.
All right.
Hey, Melissa and Mel, it's Stephanie. And I want to pop the trunk on TikTok. Plenty of reasons to pop the trunk on TikTok. But today, I want to pop the trunk on TikTok because I have a five-month-old and I am up in the middle of the night with my five-month-old, right? He wakes up, diaper change, bottle, whatever and whatnot. But it's 3 a.m., right? So I'm using TikTok to keep myself awake, scrolling, just trying to, like, don't fall asleep while you feeding this baby, giving him his bottle, right? So I'm scrolling TikTok at 3 a.m. on mute Because again, I have the 5-month-old. I am trying to get him back to sleep. And TikTok decides that the ads should have audio. The videos that I'm watching on mute have no audio. But you want this random ad to have audio. Oh, I think you would like, no. Be quiet, TikTok. Now you're waking up the baby. Now I got another 30 minutes at 3 a.m. Now I'm coming to see you. Now I'm coming to New York. TikTok, all this what y'all doing. Come put this baby back to bed. Because that wasn't right. Why you got audio on here? So I'm popping the truck on you. Thank you.
I have yet to figure out audio and volume on apps. It's very confusing for me. Instagram is the most audio playing, even though it's muted, and then won't play the audio when it's not muted app I have ever experienced. I get confused so often. I don't pop the trunk on TikTok and Instagram for that exact same reason.
I didn't know that the ads played.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. I listened to TikTok for the most part on... Well, I should say I watch TikTok for the most part with the sound off. But I also, it might be my volume on my phone and that's why I don't hear it.
Oh.
That might be why.
Yeah.
But I almost, I'd be reading the subtitles. I don't need you to talk to me. Unless it's a tutorial, then I want to read the subtitles and I want to hear you at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, girl, give me these subtitles. I don't want to hear your voice.
I have muted videos so often on Instagram, and then if you watch a story, the story will play.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like, but I thought I muted. How come one setting doesn't apply to all of the settings? And
so
then
when
I want to hear it, I can never figure out how I will turn it all the way up. I didn't exit the app, went back in the app, and it just cannot figure itself out. It is so annoying. I'm happy you raised this point, actually, because Instagram, fix it.
Who do we
need to talk to? It's Morrissey, Masori. What's his
Adam.
Name? Adam. Masori.
Monastery.
Something. Adam.
You know we talking about you.
Fix it.
I agree. Well, if we going to call out Adam, keep going. Go to Mark, too. Because does Facebook have its own personality or does it just want to be Instagram? Why, when I go on Facebook, it ain't that often. Because honestly, every time I go in there, I feel like it's Instagram. Everybody that I follow on Instagram is now on my Facebook. All the stories are exactly the same. The worst part, though, is that the ads are much worse.
Really?
Oh,
I've been getting comments about that.
The ads on Facebook are so bad. It's literally a copy and paste for the platform. So I'm literally like, why do I need two?
Oh.
If you're just going to copy one from the other, why do I need both of these? Quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Quickly. And then when you're scrolling, ad, then you'll say repetitive. You sure you meant it was repetitive? Let me show it to you one more time just to see.
Just in case.
It is. I literally cannot stand Facebook right now.
I started posting on there and people were like, I've gotten 5 ads before your video has even gotten to the 2-minute mark. And I'm like, really? Because I have
no idea.
I have no control. I don't know.
Yeah, because Facebook is not like YouTube where you can let YouTube do it automatically or you can decide where you want your ad breaks on YouTube. Facebook is a wild, wild west. And it's not only if I'm watching your video. I could be scrolling your feed. If I go to I'm Not a Lawyer But Facebook page and I'm like, oh, she posted a video. I want to go find it. Add 3 videos. Add 3 videos. Add. I could be scrolling my own feed.
And get served. Wow.
Ads. It's really, really, really bad. Like, really bad.
It's also, they're not making it easy to, the thing about TikTok and YouTube, even especially for the kind of content I'm making, but even I think for like if you were making content that was specifically like holiday crafting content, let's say you're about to do a series, all the platforms should have the ability to create a playlist that's like easy and accessible and clear for people who are like, oh, because if in your video you're like, make sure you check out my full playlist for all the other videos that I'm doing, blah blah blah. Like I get comments so often. Again, I'm still adjusting to Facebook, but people are like, where's the part two to this? Where's the original? Yeah. And I'm like, girl, scroll. I don't know. Good luck.
Yeah.
And it's so difficult to like, and even on Instagram, it's just, it's not Instagram's built for that. The worst. It's not built for maybe the kind of content I'm making, but
even TikTok is.
Yeah,
even TikTok you can create.
You have playlists at the top. It's so stupid.
Honestly, all the platforms could use a update, because the other thing about YouTube, we were praising YouTube, but let me just rant on all of y'all right now. The thing about YouTube that I hate right now is that I go to YouTube for long form content.
Oh, yes.
I go to YouTube. For me personally, it's going to be a tutorial.
Yeah.
Back in the day, YouTube would be like, first, what you're going to do once you take your laptop out of the box is hit the power button. Like, YouTube was that, like, beginner friendly.
Yeah.
All right. I'm three. I just entered the world. I have no idea how to work this laptop. Great. I'm going to show you step by step by step
how
by
to do it.
How to do this. This is what I love YouTube for, right? YouTube wants to be a short form content platform,
man.
so bad. You go in there and look for a tutorial and it wants to give you a short. Madame, I would go to TikTok for that. I'm not going to YouTube
like
for that.
Like these shortened, very quick. I go for, the worst is recipes.
Oh,
don't give me no 10 second rat. Look at me. Here's the seasoning. Pour milk. And then they don't even be showing you the label. So it'd be a bunch of white cream. And I'm like, is that half and half? Is that what? Is it milk? What are you pouring in there? And then just a bunch of seasoning. And then all of a sudden mixed and taken out of the oven. Girl, what did you make? I'm lost.
It's so bad.
It's so hard to find what you actually want on YouTube now. I agree. I'm usually going for like, break
long
it down,
form.
Honey.
Yes, I
break
have
it
time.
Down.
When I don't have time, I'm on TikTok or Instagram Reels.
Yes.
When I want to make the centerpiece, I'm going to find ton of table arrangement or floral arrangement and tablescape tutorials. A whole new world. I go to YouTube. These folks, it's basically, ta-da.
Yes.
Baby, slow down. Please give me just a little bit more.
It's so annoying.
I feel like all the platforms have lost their personalities.
I agree.
They have lost what you are known for, what we go to you for, how the users typically engage with your platform. They have lost sight of that, trying to be
everybody else.
Yeah. And it's like super annoying.
I agree.
It's actually super, super annoying, because now, low-key, sometimes on TikTok, what's the timeline on TikTok? The
30 minutes, child.
I can tell.
It's up to 30.
Because sometimes what I think YouTube should be serving me nowadays, sometimes, and they'll say it like, you guys, this is going to be a long one. Fantastic, because YouTube, I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
So please give me this 10-minute video. The only thing I like about TikTok versus the old school YouTube tutorials is that literally YouTube used to be like, turn on the laptop. There's a certain level of, you probably know how to do all this, and this is probably where you need to start on YouTube.
Yeah,
I mean, on TikTok, because the timeline, you know, YouTube, you could be on it for 3 days.
Yeah.
And TikTok got that shorter time frame, so they be trying to get you in and out.
Yeah.
Usually within 10 minutes. I didn't realize it was 30.
It's up to 30. And child, let me tell you, anytime I make a video that's like 15, I'm stressed, right? I'm like, ugh, this is crazy. And they be in the comments like, ooh, a long one.
Yep.
Let me get my blunt.
Yeah.
Be like,
me too. Because I feel like what YouTube once was, I now can get on TikTok.
It's so long and people are watching it.
If you tell me up front, this might be a long one, fantastic. I'm locked. I'm sat. Snacks are ready.
That's what they be saying. I'm like, what?
No, I'll be ready. Because when you do stuff too quick, then I got to look at 3,000 videos.
Yeah, yeah,
I got to get more context.
That's what
they be saying
too, because put it all in one video.
Yeah, put it all in one
make
video.
Make it long. And I'm
correct. I'm sad.
Ready. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sad. But if I got to go and now I got to, girl, ain't nobody got time.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm like, and everybody has their mood, right? Like sometimes you're like, oh, I don't. I'm just here for 30 seconds. I'm just here for 10
maybe, and
that's it. Other times you're like, no, I want to deep dive specifically on this. Give me everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now. So annoying.
All these apps, I agree. They're very annoying.
Yeah, did you see, there's like a angel tree drama.
No.
y'all know my TikTok could be everywhere, right? So in the midst of getting florals and hosting and all of these other and the politics, we haven't talked about politics for a long time, but the United States of America is on fire.
And I was reading through them emails. Go ahead.
Did you see that?
What a time.
Epstein's brother, I think, said that Bubba is not Bill.
Yeah, I think he lied.
I think so too.
I think that's a lie.
Do you feel like them Clintons got a hold of him?
Well, yes. And I also feel, because a lot of people have been like, y'all are all focused on Trump as if Clinton isn't in there. Here's the thing. We don't give a damn.
You ain't never lying.
Just to be clear, expose all them niggas.
That's how I feel.
We don't care.
Y'all are the ones politicizing
it. Yes.
Line them all up.
If y'all had this when Clinton was in the White House, y'all should have brought it out then. I don't care. I don't care.
Literally, we don't
care.
Burn
it down.
Literally.
Burn it.
It is my favorite thing when MAGA people are in the comments like, well, what do you feel about Democrats being in there? We don't care.
Whoop-de-doo.
Whoop-de-doo is the exact response. The exact correct response. Whoop-de-doo. Lie
we go to
them
jail. Whoop-de-doo.
You think we care? Expose them.
Bruh.
Also, political affiliation aside, who cares?
I got a question. I thought the New York Times was this respectable outlet that we just all valued and appreciated. Because let me tell you what, because of the kind of content I do, a lot of people love to be like, bring back real journalism, blah, not all these influence. And so here's the thing. Here's the mother effing thing.
Okay.
When you go through these emails, who is emailing Epstein? The journalist at the New York Times. Y'all mofos knew this shit was going on 10 years ago. We could have avoided a lot of this bullshit. But y'all, the true journalists, okay? Stop all the independent journalism because we need publications. These are the mofos who knew this shit that wasn't saying nothing. Now, if a TikToker knew.
Yeah. Oh, it's,
if Andrew Parnas, whatever, knew.
If Aaron knew.
Listen.
Light the world on fire.
We would all knew 10 years ago. But oh.
Yeah, it's money. It's money. Journalists, unfortunately, there are good journalists out there. However, they're also part of the institution. And you know that because Jake Tapper, with the Biden thing. Listen, I don't be wanting to give the Republicans no nothing.
No.
But that Biden was up there staring death in the eyes. He wasn't running this country for real. He was not. Mm-mm. Quite as skeptical. I don't think Trump is either. However, Jake, that man knew.
He just said,
what I'm going to do, I'm going to write a book. What I'm going to do is cash in all of this information and intel that I got. I'm going to write a book.
Listen, because I was telling Greg, okay, his parents are older than my parents. And I've been like, I don't think they have to pick us up from the airport anymore because they're older.
Mm-hmm.
They're slower. Just naturally with age, those kind of things happen. We had Joe motherfucking Biden ass up there running this country. Y'all. The whole country is unserious. And I'm supposed to be okay with Trump's ass? And this man,
Trump got the same glove that Morgan Freeman got on. The same glove that Morgan Freeman got on. Trump got it with terrible makeup. It's not funny, but you have
it's
to
not
laugh.
Funny,
because.
But like, what else are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Take this serious? This is unserious. Everything about this is unserious. You guys. Congress just released thousands of effing emails from a convicted child trafficker.
Listen.
And he references the president, and y'all want me to take this serious? Y'all want me to have respect for this shit?
You know, I don't
don't. Everybody shut up.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Everybody shut up. What's wrong with her? Her what's this broad?
She said, I'm sorry. Girl, what?
You've been ringing this for months. And now all of a sudden you're sorry.
And now you got a revelation?
Girl.
Shut up.
After he didn't post it on. First of all, the president of the United States, you guys, has his own social media app.
Called Truth Social.
That only tells lies. This is not serious. You guys, he stopped because, you know why? Because he got into it with the head of another social media app who was at one time his best friend. So you know what he did? Created his own app. And now he makes official posts on his social media app and signs them DJT. Everybody shut up. Everyone shut up.
This is how bad, this is how unserious this is. Trump made a post that I thought was not real. I'm about to tell you the post. It was a picture of him and Melania. And the caption says something like, falling in love with you more and more every day.
Oh, that is not true.
I said, if he had a, what's that one thing he did with the AI dropping poop? That I believe. That?
You believed.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not verifying sure. that. He absolutely, he posted that.
He posted that.
You mean to tell me this man, he loves that woman? You lying. That's not real.
That's AI.
This propaganda, this AI, ain't no way. I took myself right on over to X. I don't even be over there. Please, what's his, let me see.
What's the source?
Let me see. Would you know this man actually posted that?
He posted.
He is deep in his, the Epstein file.
He got it. Well, you know, he changed his mind.
I saw it.
I said, well, don't release him now.
I feel like he did something in the background.
Absolutely.
Some pages was burned, shredded, and ripped.
Release them. Boy, this is finna be. You know what? They did a search and find. For every search that they did a search for Trump and replaced it with Clinton.
That's what they did.
We gonna get these files and it's gonna be white out. Oh, I saw that. And then it's gonna be Clinton on top of it.
Yeah.
Y'all can keep them. It's Christmas. We don't even need them.
The
it's
problem
fine.
Is,
the government's back on. Just it's all right.
It's all right.
It's all right. We gonna be all right.
Y'all know when I went down that Clinton rabbit hole a few months ago. I'm fine with Clinton going down. I told y'all then and I'm standing 10 toes on it now today. That man is a predator.
Yeah, I believe it.
That man is a sexual predator. I
allegedly.
All alleged.
You might want to.
It's all alleged. It's all for S&Gs. All for the plot. It's a podcast for entertainment purposes only. What do I know?
You gotta do like, what's that blogger? She the one who got sued by Cardi B.
Oh.
Tasha Matt.
Tasha K.
Okay. She signs off on all of her posts. She will say everybody is X, Y, and Z, and at the end she'll say, this is all alleged. Even my name is alleged. Everything here is alleged. I'm just saying, this is entertainment purposes only, allegedly. And then make a whole nother post defaming somebody. Allegedly. My name is alleged. This is alleged. Everybody's alleged. Thank you. Bye. I'll be cracking up. She said, won't sue me.
But I bet you won't sue me again.
I ain't got no money.
Listen. All
what
right.
a time.
I don't even know why we got there.
Me
all right,
either.
Go ahead and do it.
I'm going to do this other.
I don't know how we got that there. Led us there.
Because why did we go off? We started talking about social media.
Oh, that's what happened. She was complaining about her 5-month-old being woken up by Instagram, TikTok. That led us to Instagram, which led us to Facebook, which because they all white men, it just all fell aligned.
It just all went together.
It all go together. All right, let me tell you about another sponsor of this episode, and that is Prize Picks. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, and you and I make decisions every single day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. We love to be right, and we love to be paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this sports season. On Prize Picks, whether you're a football fan, a basketball fan, or a fan of both, like me, it always feels good to be right. A lot of games, a lot of sports, a lot of ball games, a lot of things happening. Okay, let me tell you about my picks. Josh Allen, I'm going for more than, hold on, let me get my stuff so I can tell y'all right. More than 3 passing touchdowns. Okay, Patrick Mahomes,
We know him. Okay. He is Kansas City Chiefs. For him, I'm going for more than 5 rushing yards on one carry. Okay. And then Saquon Barkley, Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going for more than 26 rushes. And then my last pick, I'm going to go for Stephen Curry because he has a game against the Trailblazers.
On Friday, November 21st.
Okay. And so my pick at for him PM. Is more than, let's go for 25 points. That sounds good.
That sounds great, actually.
I'm with it.
I'm impressed.
Yelling out here. All right. Those are my... Oh, let me finish telling y'all the rest of what I got to tell y'all. So Prize Picks is simple to play. Just pick more or less like I just did on at least 2 player stats. If you get your picks right, you could cash in. So if any of my picks are right, I'm going to cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first. So all withdrawals are fast and secure. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this season. Join millions of users and sign up for America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the PrizePicks app today and use code GJ to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GJ to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. PrizePicks, it's good to be right. It's good to be right and to be paid. That last part I added, but y'all get it.
Y'all can have it. All right. You want to talk about these doggone television shows so we can close out? Also, we're doing another episode after this.
Yes. Yeah, so there's a lot of things that happened on the TV screen this last week. Let's start. You want to start with All Her Fault or Salt Lake?
We can do All Her Fault because that's more top of mind for me. And then you can lead Salt Lake because I don't remember what I watched.
So we watched All Her Fault, which everybody has been talking about. This is the magic of word of mouth, I'm trying to tell you. I've said this before because it rings true all the time. I learned that Netflix marketing is great. Marketing dollars are great. Having a billboard, all of that stuff, first of all, is amazing in general. Many times, the best marketing is word of mouth.
100%.
When people enjoy something so much that they tell people about it, you've won.
Yeah.
And I think that is, I had never heard about All Her Fault until it was online chatter. People recommending it. Absolutely, there's going to be spoilers. So if you haven't watched All Her Fault and you don't want to get a spoiler, you should put us on mute, but don't turn it off. Just put it on mute.
It's a book as well. I just downloaded the book.
Basically, the premise of the show is a child gets abducted. And a mother goes, she gets a text that's like, your child is here for pickup because the kid went on a play date. She goes to that house. That house is not where her child is, and the child is missing, essentially. And so over the course of like 8 episodes, it's much of it is spent trying to find this child. Now, what's interesting is that the mother of the child is married to a man who has a brother who is has a disability. And what you learn is that when the brother was much younger, he and his sister, because they also have a sister, were playing. And that resulted in this boy somehow being injured. And now he like walks with a walker and has a wheelchair. And so he has, you know, this disability. What you learn is that the father of the missing boy and the husband to the mom and all that is the trashest of men.
He's terrible.
That you will ever meet. I've never met him, and he's just trash. He had been lying
whole time.
Because he actually caused the boy to injure himself when the boy was young. His disability came from the brother, not from the sister. And so this sister, who like went on to have
drug addict issues,
all these kinds of things, that it comes from this guilt that she has from causing her brother to be disabled. Come to find out, she never caused him to be disabled. This fool did. Trash of a man. And then, how did you feel about this ending?
So it was about after the father's character started to unravel.
Yeah.
I started honing in on him. I actually, to be honest with you, early on, I thought it was him. But because they weren't giving us anything, yeah. I was like, I don't know why I'm like deciding it's the father. That's so random. Like, they're not giving us any information that it's him. So I just like put that outside of my mind. But as his character started to unravel, I thought it was the father. With that said, online, they said it was a Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah. People have been saying that. That's so funny.
It is.
It is. It does. It is.
You can tell it was a book, which is why I downloaded the book, because it kind of reads, the story reads as you're watching it as if it was a book, because books are very, and you're connected to her, yeah, and your connection to me makes me connected to you, which makes all of us in this room, like, books are very much like that, which it's great to like read that, but on the screen, it can come across like,
girl, Tyler Perry.
Yeah, a little Tyler Perry-ish. But for what it was, I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I really did.
Absolutely enjoyed it.
I was here for the ride.
It was, yeah, I agree. And we don't have to reveal the ending of what happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I gave you enough about the father. It's still worth the watch to figure out what the ending is. A shout out to the mom at the end. I thought she handled it.
Let me tell you,
the perfect way.
What is it's called? All Her Fault?
Yeah.
I want to tell you that the mother,
yeah,
her name is Sarah Snook.
Yes. So good.
Excellent actress.
She was so good. She was good.
I mean, out acting everyone on, to the point where Jake Lacey, the father, he wasn't bringing enough for me.
I agree.
I was like, I thought Jay Ellis did a phenomenal job.
Jay Ellis did great. Also, shout out to Dakota Fanning because she's an adult now. Look at her getting adult
that's
roles.
What? I told
what?
Kev. I said, Kev, I think you that's Dakota Fanning. Dakota Fanning, he was like, no, it's not. It is.
It absolutely is.
She's an adult.
Yeah.
I thought she did a really good job. Honestly, I thought everyone did a good job. I thought Sarah did a phenomenal job.
She did
and
great.
And Jake was on the, not so, he wasn't with the cluster of the average. He was kind of bloated.
Jake,
the father.
Jay. Okay.
Oh, no. Jay Ellis, I thought, was really great. Yeah, yeah.
It's a great show. If you are looking for something to binge, especially because the Thanksgiving is next week, so you need some. If you haven't watched yet, recommend.
Yeah. You will be, even if you figure it out, it's still fun. You know what I mean? I just feel like it's not too serious. It's fun. They keep you engaged. Meaning it's not serious like a show that's like Oscar worthy.
Oh, yeah.
They're taking, like, it's based off a book. Books read like this. I download the book because I'm like, I want to know what other like journey, like what wasn't done in the show that maybe you can get out of the book. Because I'll tell you what, the nosy neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
I hated her character, but she was such a book character. I felt like everything she did was over the top and not realistic.
Oh, okay.
I didn't enjoy her, the neighbor.
The mother of the other son?
The fundraiser mom.
Oh, yeah.
She was so annoying to watch. I bet you she's really great in the book. That's why I'm going to read the book. But like, I didn't enjoy her character at all.
Yeah.
And there was someone else. Oh, the cop, Michael Pena.
Oh, he was good.
I enjoyed him.
I liked him.
Yeah.
I liked the cop.
Yeah. And his internal, I wish they would have explored it more.
Uh-huh.
His internal conflict.
Yeah.
I wish they would have explored it a little bit more in the show, but.
I tell you what, I love when shows are able to incorporate meaningful topics in a way that is done like organically versus like shoved down your throat. Because I sometimes, this is my experience as being an executive, you are, especially as a person of color and a woman, you feel very passionate about making sure there's representation in content mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, on screen mm-hmm. so people can see themselves. But sometimes because you're so intentional about it, it can come across as like forced.
Yeah.
And this show, I thought, did an amazing job.
Because there's a couple themes going on.
Because first of all, the brother, like I said, has a disability. The officer's son also has some kind of learning disability and has his own struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And then the missing boy, they brought it. It seemed like it was like autism, maybe.
Yeah, it was. Well, I think it's autism, and they didn't say that specifically, but he definitely has
synesthesis.
Oh, they called it something. It's like connecting images with words or even like tastes. Yeah. It's when your senses collide.
Yeah, yeah.
They mingle. And so seeing something will spark another sense, or hearing something may spark another sense. So anyway, incorporating that, I'm like, first of all, this is very interesting and you're doing this very subtly, but it's also like intricate to the story and like in a meaningful way. I thought it was amazing. And then the
division of labor
between men and women are at the park because you don't want to watch your son and I work. And so I was like, oh, yes. I love how y'all are doing this. Shout out to the writers and being able to, and the writer, I assume this came from the actual book. So being able to allow that to appear on screen in a way that doesn't feel forced, but just very organic. And also, that's the way you do it. Yeah. I love when shows can do it like that. So I thought it was great.
This is how you say this word, because y'all were giving it to me.
That's the way you do it. Yeah. I love when shows can do it like that.
Sorry.
I thought it was great.
Sorry. Hold on.
Synesthesia.
Which I agree. I thought the themes that they explored.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Synesthesia.
Oh, Lord.
All right. The themes that they explored were really, I thought it was great.
It was.
I thought it was really, really, really great. To the point you're making, the dad brought up, Michael Pena's character
Finances.
It was finances. Even class.
Class? A little bit. Yes. That's even a better way versus finances. It was legit class.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. The talking about what happens to his son once him, the father, and the mother pass on. Yep. And he was like, he could go to a state-funded facility. Literally, I turned to Kev. I said, this has never crossed my mind that would be where the children of if you have a disability that prevents you from living on your own. He doesn't have any additional siblings.
Yeah.
They didn't show any other family members. So assume they're going to. Right. He doesn't have any additional siblings. So your parents are taking care of you. When your parents die, what happens to this child? Never crossed my mind. It was just a lot. It was very well done. I enjoyed it. I really did. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good time.
All recommend. Right, next. All right. Somebody said let them know when we're done talking about that. So you can come back if you ain't back yet. The next show is Salt Lake City. Y'all know that's my jam. That is my jam. And this last episode was a jam. It was a time. It was a time. First of all, these women were getting off of the boat where they have already wreaked havoc for days on this staff. Okay. The boat staff is just like, they don't know what has hit them. They're leaving. And Meredith then threw the elephant over. It was Brittany's. It's because her name is spelled differently. So it makes me want to say Brittany. She then threw her elephant off, which is hilarious because the whole elephant in general, the fact that she got it from that man that don't really like her, he be playing her all the time. And then his voice is so gross and annoying when you hear it. And then they didn't throw it over the water. Meredith know that woman don't like her and she don't like her. So why would you even take this as it's not funny. That's not funny.
Yeah.
We're not friends. So anything you do is not going to make me laugh.
Yeah.
It's going to make me want to punch you. So I thought that was trash. However, when these fools finally leave from this boat trip, I don't know what it is about Salt Lake City and their cameras and their producers, but they love a good something happened when the cameras weren't there. Oh, so man. All we have is people's versions of the events. It happened with Heather getting the black eye. Okay. And we didn't find that out till two seasons later when Jen Shaw's in prison and all of a sudden it's okay. She's the one who hit like. And so this time these women are flying back to Salt Lake.
Oh.
No cameras are recorded and everybody has a different version of events about Meredith apparently crashing out on the damn plane with Lisa. And it's just the way that they amp stuff up on that show.
That's exactly it.
It's so good because it's like, why are we?
Why does it matter?
Why is this so? And Meredith is like, so everybody's version is that, except Meredith and Tiff and Lisa. Everybody else who was on the plane, Meredith was crashing out. She done shook the girl's chair. She yelling at her to the point Brittany starts crying. She is a puddle of tears. And Meredith is like,
I don't know what you guys are talking about. If it was that bad, the marshals would have arrested
she
me.
She sure did say that.
I was talking to Lisa the whole... I never said a word to Brittany. I was talking to Lisa. Wait, and then Mary then took Meredith to lunch, and she's like, I was there. You don't have to tell me what happened. I was there because I saw it. Well, I don't know. It was like no more than 10 minutes. Mary said, I'm concerned because it was longer than you're saying that it lasted. And she just was acting so, and Lisa at the lunch with Heather.
Yes.
Lisa's just like, I did not.
I don't like Lisa.
And Heather is like, girl.
I was there.
You did. I was there. And they, it's so funny. I keep hitting this mic. It's so funny to me. And I absolutely believe everything they said Meredith did.
100%.
We have seen her crash out.
She is a crash out.
That's all she does.
Yeah, that's all. Literally, that's all she does is crash out. That's Meredith's whole personality on the show, is to sit there very quietly and then suddenly crash out.
Yes. Yes. Like, girl, we know that's what you did.
That's literally what you do.
And then, so Mary goes to lunch with Meredith to talk about her crashing out. Heather goes to lunch with Lisa to talk about her crashing out. What's her name? Angel?
Angie.
Angie goes to lunch with Whitney.
Oh.
They talk about the crash out for like 10 seconds. And then was it Angie?
No, she didn't. It was, no.
It wasn't Angie.
Whitney went to lunch with Bronwyn.
Bronwyn. That's not Angie. It was Bronwyn. They talk about the crash out for 10 seconds. And then Bronwyn's like, what do you think about open marriages?
I brought you here because we're around the same age. What do you think about your husband cheating on you? But we're not going to call it cheating because actually I'm just going to open the marriage.
Listen, we're both married to older men. We like to do things. It's not that bad. And Whitney's like, yeah, girl. I said, now what? Why is everybody else talking about the plane and they're talking about getting freaky with other people?
And they're both, like, we both know what we're saying that we're not saying.
Yes.
It was very, like, they said a lot, but there was also a lot of subtext that comes with marrying an older guy with money and being younger that they were communicating to each other. But I don't feel like.
We didn't catch everything.
Yeah, we didn't catch
you
everything.
You catch enough, you're like.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly.
Y'all want to have other partners.
Correct.
And potentially orgy part. Y'all want to do a lot of other things. But even there was still other things said that I feel like only them understood.
100%.
Or people who experience this life who
correct.
Have older partners.
Trini, 4 years, you not in that same boat. I don't know if you was trying to say you in the boat with them. Mm-mm, their age gaps are generationally.
It's much it's much bigger.
Yeah, for sure.
It was so, she seemed over that man though. I tell you what, Bronwyn seems over him. And the save here is, well, we can have an open marriage and we can both stay here. But
didn't she just announce, didn't Imara just sent us?
Yes. There's the rumor mill. Cause I don't think she announced it. It's just a rumor mill that she's trying to get a divorce. And I'm like, she probably is like divorce or open marriage, but like, me and you only is not going to work because I halfway like you.
She should divorce him.
Yeah.
I always thought that from the moment she was on the screen that this opportunity was her way out.
Absolutely.
There's only so much condescension you can take.
Oh, man.
Belittling you can take.
Yes.
And if he, as her mother pointed out, saved you from the wretched life that you was living.
Uh-huh.
He's the one who pulled you up out of this.
Oh, yeah.
She needs financial independence.
Yeah, yeah.
She needs, you know, something to allow her to break free.
Yeah.
And I think this show is her out.
Agreed.
So, and he talked to you crazy. And literally the only thing he's offering you is financial stability.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I am not surprised she's getting divorced. In fact, good for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great time. I'm looking forward to every single. Oh, and then it's been the BravoCon. They've announced Real Housewives of Rhode Island. And I said, that feels like a Salt Lake. It already. First of all, and all those women, you know how they be like, black women, black people look alike. Ooh, boy. Go look at the image for the Rhode Island. Go look at that image. And you tell me. If you're going to be able to tell them women apart, because girl, And then they all be wearing sunglasses. I said, now everybody looks the same. I'm going to struggle here. I am going to struggle.
And they're all dark haired.
Dark haired. Look, I don't, they all, they could, she could be, they could be on Salt Lake.
Yeah, they could if they were
they
blonde.
They could be Lisa.
Yeah.
I,
who are these women? Well, that's the point of a housewife. They just take you out of obscurity, pluck you out of obscurity yes. sometimes.
Go look at the Real Housewives of Rhode Island image. I'm going to tune in because I already feel like it's going to give a mess. And I like
this. Wait,
mess.
Is this? This ain't them. This is fake.
No, that's fake.
Okay.
There's black people on there. There's not in the real ones.
Okay, I was going to say that. It can't be that.
Absolutely not.
Well, child.
That's going to be a good time. I'm going to be watching that. I started the Braxtons. I only got through. I was sleepy. So I watched the first episode only. And I know it's way more. And I was like, this is sad.
It is sad, Mel.
It is sad.
It is.
So
No. It really, that. It is sad. Finally, Tawanda just had her wedding on the most... I think she had the wedding. I don't remember if they did the rehearsal or if she actually got married. I think she got married.
Oh.
Tamar, Chad, it's just a lot of broken relationships.
It is. That's sad.
It's just a lot of broken relationships. I was about to say something. Did you happen to watch the Squid Game Challenge show?
Oh, I haven't watched that. No.
I really like that show. I really do. It's a good time. I love, y'all know I love challenge shows anyways. Those are like my favorite style of like reality TV. It is a really good time. The finale comes up. What?
No, go ahead. I forgot Married at First Sight.
You do got to do Money for it. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. The finale comes out on Wednesday. Squid Games, the challenge show, or it's called Squid Games, maybe. Oh. Whatever it's called, child. The one with the regular people, that's like a challenge show. It is such a good time. You become invested in... The difference with this versus other things, it is about casting, but also I think the games themselves heighten like your emotions and what's happening and the way that it's edited as well. Like, I really just think it's the production of the show that makes it like a good time and less about the characters. But it is a good, this was a good season. I enjoyed last season too, but like I wanted to cry. I wanted to scream at the TV. I literally was clapping on some parts. I was angry on some parts. Like, hilarious. It takes you through like an emotional roller coaster. Okay, go.
I'll be quick so we can be done. The Married at First Sight, the last episode, is enough to piss you off. I've already been hating this black man, okay?
Which is so sad.
Thoroughly hating him. But I hate him because of how he is treating her, but I also am pissed off at her because all the signs are there. You know how we were watching Love Island and it was like, girl, he don't like you.
Oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
Olandria.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what it's like, very clear. And this girl keeps trying to make him like her. And I get it. You're married and like, ooh, you're supposed to try. She should stop trying. And she didn't stop trying. Right. And so I love you. I want to be with you forever. And I just want to tell you, she's trying to be all vulnerable. And he feeds into it like, oh, I love you too. And then right the day before the weddings, he calls her like, I just want to tell you, I'm going to say no. So we should just end it right now. So she's bawling her eyes out. Oh, she's getting her makeup done. Actually, she was trying not to cry. And it was just, he called her and told her that he was going to say no, which is, yes, say that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you, girl, take the hints.
Yeah.
Take the hints are there. It's very clear. And she wouldn't. And so the episode ends and
You're frustrated with her? Like, I'm sad frustrated, for her and frustrated?
Yes. I do not... Will is... Just get him out of here. But the signs were there, and she wanted to be in love and be happy so bad that she's, like, ignoring them. But then she also, at times, is like, I just feel like I'm not his person. I feel like I'm not his person. So you know what you're feeling. Accept those feelings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And instead, she's still trying to make it work. And so when he breaks it off, it's just dumb. It's just very, very dumb. Aww. That's what I had to say. All right.
I haven't watched yet. I keep saying I'm going to, but then it'd be a lot of stuff. I should have been watching Married at First Sight, but I watched Dreamgirls the other day.
Hey, I watched Eddie.
Oh, so good.
Watched Eddie. Good.
The Eddie documentary on Netflix.
How come they talk about none of his scandals? Because one time, wasn't he outside in 90 degree weather in a sweatsuit?
No, that's Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was Martin Lawrence.
I think it was too.
Yeah, but Eddie do got some scandals now.
And they ain't talk about him.
That's because Eddie produced it.
We need the other, who's somebody else produced the part two of this? Because I'm upset. When Charlie Sheen did his,
he was out there.
And Eddie, now, give us the tea.
Why would I do that?
Give us the tea, Eddie.
I produced this. No. Netflix probably put his money up, but let's just go with the narrative we're going with. Eddie produced it, his idea, his own money. And you want me to expose me? Absolutely not. Let me tell you about how wonderful I am.
Look at my house.
Let me tell
you
about.
Just walk around in
my house.
Look at
this retractable roof.
Retract. Open. Close. Listen, Saturday Night Live. Look at all the people I 100%. Love. Okay, for real. Last thing. Who's the comedian that's always causing problems?
There's so many. Okay, I was like Andrew Schultz. There's so many.
Sorry. I meant that was on the show.
Oh.
Is somebody check his lungs? Because
I know I'd be worried about him.
This is disgusting. It's 2025.
And every
Stop
single time
smoking
you see
cigarettes.
Him, he is smoking.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, I'd be worried about him. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I hate it. Every time he's on this. It's
every
so
every single time, no matter what you're watching. Dave Chappelle has a cigarette,
and other people are around. Secondhand smoke. Hello.
Yeah.
Eddie said he don't even drink, smoke, nothing. And you know what, though? You got that secondhand from that Chappelle.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
All right, we can go. Sorry.
New smokers blow my mind, too. The if you haven't watched the Eddie documentary on Netflix, we had an opportunity to go to the premiere, actually. Eddie was there.
Yes.
It was a bunch of people there, low-key. Including, hold on, let me get it right. Okay. Including Michael Marlin. Who left the towels in the swimming pool?
Oh, yeah.
He sat behind us.
Oh, yeah.
For all you guys who don't know, American Dream. What is his name, actually? Because he is literally just Michael Jackson's daddy, but he's not. American Dream, Michael Jackson movie cast. His name is, his name is Lawrence Hilton Jacobs.
Who knew?
Actually, I think I did know that, but my brain don't be working well. He sat right behind us, and Kev was like, he can hear you. Well, tell him to get the towels at the swim pool.
For real. That's hilarious.
And do you like butter pecan? That was the sign to call in to hang up. I'm doing everybody. Well, that Michael Marlin was his line.
But yes. Michael Marlin.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it was freaking fantastic. All right, we will take maybe 5 minutes and we will come right back. Bye.
Bye.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's, Jane. Bah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit BJ's.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.